You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
So you like hockey? Congratulations. You're amongst the smartest sports fans in the world. Want to fight about it? Join me, the Hockey Troll, and that snack, Polly Cupcakes, every Monday and Thursday on the official Caps Chirp podcast, repping the greatest team in the NHL, your Washington Capitals.
Not only do we bring you the best Washington Capitals coverage, but we've got the hottest takes and the tastiest content.
Tune in wherever you get your podcast and at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. Chirp us on all social media platforms at Caps Chirp.
See you beauties and benders there.
This is the Grit and Barrett Podcast, a podcast devoted to the 11-time Calder Cup champion, the Hershey Bears. We talk Hershey Bears, the American Hockey League, and all the hockey news that matters to me. This is high energy, unfiltered, and at times unfocused hockey talk from a hack. And now, on with the show. Hello and welcome to the Grit and Barrett Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Richard Blosser, and guess what? Guess what, everyone? Guess what it is? It's September, boys and girls. By the time you listen to this, it will probably be either September 14th, 15th, or 16th by the time you listen to this. But you know what that means, boys and girls. There is a chill in the air. The mornings get a little cooler whenever you wake up. Dare I say, wherever you listen in the part of the United States, you might have to wear a light sweater in the morning if you're a person that does some morning runs. Lord, football has returned to watch. High school football is going across the land right now. And this weekend, is not week two of the National Football League, which DraftKings has amazing deals on. Go check them out right now. It's not the third weekend of college football. No, it is rookies reporting to the Capitals Iceplex out there in Arlington, Virginia. That means we are back, baby. Summer vacation's over, everyone. Summer vacation's over. We might have a late summer surge, and I'm not talking about you know what. We are back. Hershey Bears hockey is coming back. Hershey Cubs hockey, that's right, starts up in 2 weeks. Hell, the first training camp's already starting out there at Hershey Park Arena with Barbecue Bruce and Garrett Mitchell. Yes, via Zoom, talking to all the youngins from ages 15 to 17 there at Hershey Park Arena. And for us Bears fans, we're back, baby. I'm back. Tanned. I'm rested. And I'm ready to give this league a wedgie again. The Robin Williams of the Hockey Podcast Network is back, everyone. Now, before we do get back up and running, we need to talk about something. No, it's not about Spencer Carberry's replacement. No. But I figure, yeah, I'm going to have to talk about, you know, this whole COVID and vaccine and mask thing. We're in the middle of a pandemic. How dare you make this? We've been going through this the past, checks notes, about, well, what is it, 18 months now for everyone? Yeah, I'm tired of it. You're tired of it, whether you're vaccinated or not. And over the next couple weeks, the Hershey Bears or Giants Center or Herco is going to make a decision on what is going to be done this season. And as of right now, there are four options on the table. You go with a Giant Center, vaccinated people only, show your card, papers, comrade, so I've heard other people say. You either have vaccinated or a negative PCR test in 72 hours. That's what Canada is doing. You go with everybody wears a mask regardless of vaccination status or no mandates whatsoever. And so I'm sure some of you are listening to this are going, well, what are they going to do? Which option are they going to do? Well, let me ask you this, Bears fans who are listening to this, and any hockey fan, I want you to take a second, maybe rewind a little bit, and listen to all four of those options. And I want you, in your mind, to answer, what is your answer on what you think the right answer is? I'll give you a second. Go on. Think about it. You got an answer? All right. So, what did you choose? Option 1, 2, 3, or 4? What do you think the right answer is? Well, I'm going to tell you what the right answer is. The right answer in all this is very, very simple. There is no right answer. All of them are wrong. Now, I'm not telling you they're all wrong. No, the court of public opinion tells you that they're all wrong. Because no matter what option you go with, no matter which option Herco decides to go with, notice I'm saying Herco and not the Hershey Bears, goes with, nobody is going to like it. There is going to be opinions. There is going to be all capitals. There is going to be somebody saying, I demand a refund. You just lost yourself a customer. You're going to hear that. Because the two loudest voices in this entire argument are the two opposite sides of the spectrum. The one side that says, get vaccinated and mask up and save lives. Don't you care about children? Don't you care about the elderly? Mask up, idiot. And then you have the other side of the spectrum. Masks, they're face diapers. I want my freedoms. Just go about living. We can't get rid of this virus no matter what they do. Masks do nothing. Vaccines, poison. Live your life. And it's those two sides going after each other on social media. Wear a mask. Shut up. Don't tell me what to do. Just wear a mask. You say you'll do anything for this country. I live my own life. Damn it. Sheep, clown, hag, blonde, natural. This is the great argument of our generation. And it's a damn shame, too. I see it on Twitter all the time. And that's what I'm here to tell all of you, is that no matter what Herco comes up with, nobody's going to like it. You go the all vaccination route, oh, it's papers, comrade. You might as well just call the USA the USSR. If it's vaccination and negative PCR test, well, my child can't get a negative PCR test. Why isn't there more testing available made to the public? My children can't do that. Why do you not care about children? Masks only? Well, why did I get vaccinated? I got vaccinated on a handshake deal that I wouldn't have to wear a mask again. Masks do nothing. I'm just saying what I hear on Twitter. No policy? Herco cares about money. They turned a blind eye to COVID. They want to kill people for the sake of greed. You see what I mean? Every single choice will have a negative reaction. I win, you lose. I'm louder. I'm right, you're wrong. So why am I bringing this up? Because I am proverbially eating my Brussels sprouts first. I don't like talking about this. I really don't. I've avoided it. I avoid it because it's a dumb subject. People can talk about these things who make a lot more than I do and are a lot smarter than I am. But I'm bringing this up because the state of our country right now, I don't have a choice. I really don't. Well, I do, but I just want to get this out of the way. So now that we have eating our vegetables, everyone. Let's take a look at our plate. And there are some delicious meat and potatoes ready for us. And some deep-fried chicken wings. Let's eat those now. Let's get into the fun stuff. We're back, baby. We're back. So let's get get into it. So a lot happened while I was on summer vacation, which started technically all the way back in August. And so literally just before I was heading out to DC for my little vacation, my convention trip, the Hershey Bears decide to hire themselves a head coach. They find themselves the 27th head coach in our franchise history. Wow, 27, that seems like a lot. So, during the summer, Spencer Carberry went off to Toronto. He is an assistant coach up there with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Good luck to you. Loyalty in the American Hockey League, well, it ain't much. It really isn't. The AHL is a stepping stone, not only for players, but for coaches as well, to get NHL gigs. I'm not going to be bitter. I'm not. Good luck to Spencer. Good luck to him. Keep your stick on the ice up there in Canada. So the Bears found their new head coach by the name of Scott Allen. They promoted from within, pretty much. Let's see here. We're thrilled to promote Scott Allen to head coach. I'm quoting Brian Helmer from HersheyBears.com. He's done a great job over the past 2 years in Hershey with his familiarity with the organization, and it will be a seamless transition. The club also announced that Steve Bergen has been hired as an assistant coach as well. Scott Allen, 55. Wow. Brings 25 years of coaching experience to Hershey. In his accomplished career, Allen has been behind benches for over 1,800 games at the NHL, AHL, and ECHL levels. He joined the Hershey staff as an assistant coach in 2019, working under Spencer Carberry, helping the Bears to the Kilpatrick Trophy last season, if you can hear my quotation marks. He's a Massachusetts native, has coached 13 seasons in the AHL. He started the 15-16 campaign as an assistant to the Portland Pirates and was promoted to their head coach January 1st of 2016. Guide the club to a playoff appearance. Who did they lose to in that playoffs? I wonder. He's also been an assistant head coach with the San Antonio Rampage, the Lowell Devils, the Omaha Escarban Knights, the Quad City Flames, Peoria Rivermen, and the Chicago Wolves. He took over head coaching duties midseason with the San Antonio Rampage in 2002, 03, and 03, and 04. Allen's NHL experience, again, all from HersheyBears.com. Had a stint with the New York Islanders as he served as a head coach from 09 to 12, coaching Bears' current captain, Matt Molson. He was an assistant coach with the Florida Panthers in 16-17 before joining the Arizona Coyotes in 2017 to oversee the team's defense and penalty kill units. Under Allen's watch, the Yotes were tied with the top penalty kill in 18-19 at 85%, and the team tied for fifth in NHL goals against. He started his coaching career with the ECHL Johnston Chiefs as an assistant coach in 96-97, and let's see here, served as the Chiefs boss coach until 2002. The former forward Allen played professionally before moving behind the bench, including claiming back-to-back ECH titles with Carolina and Greensboro in 1990. Woof, that's a lot. That is a lot. So, what to make of this? What is Scott Allen? Well, from all this, dude's been around. He's been around. I mean, that's a lot of AHL experience. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of the teams that he listed, San Antonio, Lowell, Omaha, Quad City, and Peoria, do not exist anymore. Did time with Florida and Arizona, and apparently, he did really good with the Yotes defense in 2017. And, you know, it's not like there were a ton of really great coaching options out there. I mean, the only guy I knew out there was Scott Gordon when the Phantoms let him go. But Scott Allen, I will say this, is inheriting a really, really good team. That, in the words of the great Tony Kornheiser, he is getting Secretariat. It's almost like what Mark French got in the 09-10 God Mode team. Mark French inherited a freaking Corvette from his dad. And his dad said, all you had to do is do preventative maintenance. Here's when the preventative maintenance is due. Fill her up with premium gasoline. Make sure it's premium gasoline. And keep her on the road. And Mark French was able to do that. Frenchie kept up with preventative maintenance, made some adjustments here and there, and drove an absolute speed demon on the roads, caring not for what other teams did. I mean, there was a little hiccup in the Calder Cup Finals, but it all worked out. Now, the next year, French lost a lot of his star power. In fact, a good bit of it. Then we would see what Mark French is really made of when he didn't have a team that was loaded from head to toe, when franchise players moved on, when the Holy Trinity got out, Nuvi gets called up, dealing with a young goaltender and Brandon Holtby, whatever became of him. And so we got to see Mark French for what he was, a decent AHL coach, and in any other market, he probably could have lasted a few more years, but this is Hershey, and we have high standards, damn it. So what I'm trying to say about Scott Allen, back to him. Allen has a really, really good team this year. Forward depth, great. Defensive depth, he's got some pretty good weapons there. Goalies, I think they're really good, although there's a few out there in the AHL-verse who thinks I'm a little premature because Zach Fucali played a handful of games against mediocre opponents. Well, they ain't wrong. But if Phoenix Copley comes down here, you have him and Fucali. That's a pretty nice tandem to have. You have Matt Molson. You have Das Wunderkind and Connor McMichael. Gersich, Pilon, Pinho, all coming back. That this Bears team is loaded. Loaded with talent. Scarbosa's still here. All great stuff. And I really thought Carberry was going to stay with this team and be able to coach this team to a championship. There's championship aspirations with the Bears. But with Scott Allen, I don't know what his philosophy is. I don't. There was a team video. I didn't watch it because I was on vacation. Sorry, everyone. Sorry. And then Renfair started up, and that's taken over a lot of what I do. So, Scott Allen, you got a lot of work ahead of you, and I hope he understands, and I'm pretty sure he does. He understands that this organization has very high standards. We are the New York Yankees of the American Hockey League. We are the Montreal Canadiens of the American Hockey League. We are the insert dominant team here. We are the Los Angeles Lakers of the American Hockey League. And Carberry inherited a young team and took an ordinary lump of dough and is turning this into a grand wedding cake. And just before he could finish, he went elsewhere. And Allen, you've been given the tools and the blueprints on the wall. Finish the cake. And I think he can. I think he can. The other piece to this is Bergeron rejoins the organization after previously working for Hershey's ECHL affiliate in the South Carolina Stingrays. Served as the assistant head coach from 16 to 19 before taking over as the ninth head coach in team's history prior to the 1920 season. That year, he guided the Stingrays to the ECHL's best record of 44-14-4, winning Coach of the Year down there in the ECHL. The Stingrays were the best defensive club in the ECHL, allowing a league-low 2.37 goals per game. As the assistant coach, Bergeron took part in three additional playoff appearances, including a Kelly Cup Finals run in 2017. Bergeron helped oversee the best defensive team in the history of the ECHL, which broke records for goals allowed, 153 an entire season, lowest goals against average 2.13, and fewest power play goals allowed in 27. Woofta. Wow. Interesting. Very interesting. So Bergeron is very defensive-minded. So it seems like that Scott Allen's got a lot of penalty kill and defensive knowledge, and this Bergeron knows how to work defenses and penalty kills as well. Could the Bears become a shutdown defensive team? Who knows? Who knows? But this could be very, very interesting indeed. I need to talk to Corey about this at some point. But anyway, let's keep this gravy boat rolling, shall we? Also that day, the Capitals signed Mike Vercioni to a one-year, two-way deal that was a really cap-friendly $75,000 NHL deal and a $195,000 American Hockey League deal. Mike Vercioni, 28, recorded 10 games with the Colorado Eagles last season, 10 points in 18 games, 7 goals, 3 assists. He was a member of the San Antonio Rampage in 1920. Vercioni led the club in goals, where he potted a career-best 21 tallies, 6 power play goals, ranked 2nd on the team. Now, for some of you Bears fans, that name sounds familiar, doesn't it? Mike Vercioni. Where have I heard that name before? Where have you indeed? Oh, I don't know. You may have heard that with the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The 17-18 team. The team that destroyed us. 0-6 at the Electrodrome. 2-10 overall against the Orange and Black. Yep. Vercioni was on that team. With 3 consecutive seasons of at least 36 points, including a career-high 40 points as a member of the Lehigh Valley Phantoms, 17 goals, 23 assists. Unfortunately, it seems like Vercioni has not been able to really match that mark. I mean, yes, 28 had a 10 points in a shortened season last year and had 21 goals with the San Antonio Rampage before the world shut down. Now, for me, as someone who despises the orange, black, and blue out there in Allentown, I like this signing. I really like this signing. A former Phantom joining the Bears? Oh, yes. The only thing that would have been better is if Alex Lyon would have signed with us as a free agent. But, hey, can't all get what we want out of life. I think Vercioni will be a nice depth signing. Will he make the Capitals? I don't know. I wouldn't bet on it. But as a nice depth piece for the Bears and as a guy who could get some good revenge against his former club, I am here for it. I absolutely will. And at this point, we're going to take a short break, everyone. Take a short break. But you're listening to the Grit and Barrett podcast here on the Hockey Podcast Network. But before we go on, I'd like to take a minute to thank our sponsor, DraftKings. While week one of the National Football League might be over, the season is just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet $1 on any football game. Listen up, sports fans, because you do not want to miss this. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place your bet of $1 on any Week 2 games to receive $200 in free bets instantly. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, don't worry. DraftKings has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code THPN at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, PA only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer, restrictions apply, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. And we're back here on the Grit and Barrett podcast, ladies and gentlemen, part of the Hockey Podcast Network. The one podcast for now that covers strictly the American Hockey League, more specifically the Hershey Bears, 11-time Calder Cup champions. Thank you for your time, listens, and downloads. Let's keep this going because I got some summer catch-up to do. Also, at the end of July, checking some of Bears news because, again, I got a lot to catch up on, that the Bears were able to sign some re-signings. We have Erkamps came back, Eddie Whitko came back, Cale Kessie came back, all great signings of guys who had pretty good years last year. I'm all for Eddie Whitko coming back, big beefy boy on defense. And of course, on July 27th, it was Matt O'Clock again, everyone, as Matt Molson, former Islander, former Minnesota Wild, former Toronto Maple Leaf, and proud papa and captain last year, is back with the Bears for one more season. Signed, sealed, and delivered for his third season with the Hershey Bears. This is going to be the glue that holds everything together, ladies and gentlemen, because, again, offensively, this is a really, really good team. And we'll go into more of a roster breakdown in the next episode or two. But on paper, the Bears have a very loaded roster. Another big signing was Cody Franzen, former Buffalo Sabre, sucker, and captain with the Rockford Ice Hogs last year. Cody Franzen, age 33, brings 900 games of professional experience to Chocolate Town from HersheyBears.com. The 6'5", 227-pound Franzen played 221 games of his AHL career with Milwaukee and Rockford, collecting 140 points, 37 goals, 103 assists, buck 13 penalty minutes. 23 of his goals came on the power play. A strong playoff performer. Franzen has recorded 23 points in 30 Calder Cup playoff games. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. A ton of NHL experience as he's played for the Preds, the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Buffalo Sabres, poor bastard, and the Chicago Blackhawks, scoring 212 points in his career. I do know that I had a few people on social media saying that this guy is an absolute blue line blaster. And that is great to hear. Absolutely great to hear. Because I didn't see Cameron Schillen resigning. Rob O'Gowra is taking a coaching gig, and Reese Wilcox are all looking for work. So some depth signings on the back end is a good thing. Also, back at the end of July, the Bears signed Dylan McElrath, Matt Irwin, and Hunter Shepard. McElrath, a veteran of 426 American Hockey League games, skating with Connecticut / Hartford, Springfield, and the Grand Rapids Griffins. He actually got a Calder Cup title in 2017 with Grand Rapids, posting 5 assists in 19 AHL postseason games. A native of Winnipeg, Manitoba, played 66 NHL games with the Rangers, Panthers, and Red Wings, tallying 5 points. Another blue line blaster from what I heard from Detroit Red Wings fans. And with our blue line, with Fiviari possibly seeing a lot of time in D.C., Alexander Alexiev could get a nice little extended training camp look. I'm okay with this. I really am. Another signing was Matt Irwin. He appeared 24 games with the Buffalo Sabres. Sucker. Registering 2 assists. He's a veteran of 383 career NHL games, registering 84 points with San Jose, Boston, Nashville, Anaheim, and Buffalo. He also played in the 2012 All-Star Classic as well. Was that Boardwalk Hall, or was that Providence? Anyway, he's seen time in the American Hockey League with Worcester, Providence, and Milwaukee, notching a buck 19 points. I heard from some people that he, you know, has a bit of a fight into him, doesn't mind throwing down, and I don't know too much about him. I really don't. But that's a lot of veteran signings so far, that the Bears are going to be a very seasoned team this year. And not that there is anything wrong with that, I just don't know a lot about Matt Irwin. And of course, Hunter Shepard coming back, did great with the South Carolina Stingrays last year. Looked good in a couple cups of coffee with the Bears last year. A cup of coffee in the big time. Yeah. Sorry, I had a Randy Savage moment. Sorry. another goaltending signing. It's most likely he'll do time in South Carolina yet again. We don't know too much about Phoenix Copley this year, but hey, you know, if something does happen with Phoenix, Shepard will be waiting in the proverbial wings, I shall say. Will Greiber's coming back as well. Lots of good stuff to see a lot of players from last year joining. Also, the Bears signed on August 11th, signed Jordan Subban. Who? Jordan Subban. Is he related to PK Subban? I think he might be. Might be. Jordan Subban has played 232 career games in the American Hockey League with the Utica Comets, Ontario Reign, and Toronto Marlies, scoring 103 points, 34 goals, and 69 assists. Nice. He posted 36 points for Utica in 15-16 and 16-17. He was selected to the 17th All-Star Classic amid a season where he ranked third in goals among defensemen. The 5'9", 282-pound Subban was traded by the Canucks to the Kings for current Washington Capitals forward Nick Doubt in 2017. Okay. Skated alongside Matt Molson with the Kings affiliate. The Ontario Reign that season, scored 8 points in 36 games. After signing with the Maple Leafs in 2018, he had 18 points in 48 games with the Marlies. Not bad. Another defensive depth signing. And, you know, I can't guarantee he's going to stay in Hershey, that we have depth on the defensive. But, you know, the more the merrier, I always say, with Jordan Subban. And I think he could find a really good home here in Hershey. I think he could. And if nothing else, he might just end up being trade bait. Who knows? But Jordan Subban, welcome to the club there, bud. And lastly, the Bears signed goaltender Ryan Bennard. Who? Ryan Bennard. Age 24, appeared 35 games with the Greenville Swamp Webbits in the 2020-21 season, led all ECHL goaltenders in shutouts. He earned ECHL Goaltender of the Week honors three times, sporting a 20-6-8 record, 2.43 goals against average, and a .915 save percentage. He finished top five among ECHL goaltenders with games played, 35, 20 wins. And like I said, with the goals against average, win saves, and minutes, great stats in the ECHL level. He did have two games with the Syracuse Crunch about a year ago. Well, I should say before the world went crazy. And he's also a product of Bowling Green State University. Goaltending depth is always a good thing. I welcome such a thing. And, you know, good luck at Bears training camp, which hopefully is slated to start at the end of the month, if nothing else. But, you know, it'll be a battle between Bernard, Shepard, you have Phoenix, and Zach Foucault. Ugh, so many decisions. It's a good problem to have when you have goaltending depth. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Bernard? Shepard? St. Bernard? German Shepherd. It's two doggy dogs there in net. I tell jokes during a hockey podcast. Support my podcast, everyone. Oh, brother. We like to have fun here on the podcast as well. And we'll take another short break right here, and we'll be back, and we will talk some Hershey Cubbies, everyone. That's right. The old barn will be back in business. We'll be right back. So we're going to wrap things up here on the first episode of us being back in the proverbial 2021-2022 season. And I hope that everybody's doing well out there. Yes, I know we talked about some not fun COVID stuff at the beginning of the episode, but again, let's talk about that stuff now and get it out of the way. Like the stretching you don't want to do before your day warms up, but you know, just stuff I wanted to talk about and get out of my system. And I know it's, and I'm not going to bring it up a lot during the season. I promise all of you, unless I really have to. But that's really all the major COVID, masking, and vaccine stuff that we are going to talk about, because you're not here for that. You're here for hockey, damn it. And now, what I'm going to talk about is the Hershey Cubs Hockey Club that I mentioned it all the way back in January, that Bruce Boudreau brought a hockey club back to the old barn, that the Hershey Park Arena will be alive once again, full of young minds, young hockey minds eager to learn, regardless of gender norms, that young minds will be there to learn hockey. And it will not just be filled with Lebanon Valley College hockey or high school hockey, not that there's anything wrong with that, but professional ice hockey of the USPHL, and that is what the Hershey Cubs Hockey Club will be all about. So the Hershey Cubs Hockey Club is a team that was founded by Barbecue Bruce Boudreau, and it's a part of the USPHL, which is the U.S. Premier Hockey League, which deals with a lot of players that are in their older teens, and kind of acts as a little bit of a bridge between us and between, I guess, the next stage of the professional hockey career. Sort of think like what the CHL up in Canada is, you know, like the WHL, the OHL, and the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League up there, except just not as popular and as well known. So the USPHL, which the Hershey Cubs will be a part of, they will be a part of, checking notes here. Sorry, I don't know too much about the USPHL. I really don't. I wish I did. But that what division they're going to be in. Why can't they just make this simple? Why? Just have the team's names. How hard is this to do? I'm sorry. I'm really bumbling through this. I am so sorry, everyone. Their website's not making it easy to see what division they are going to be in. But the Hershey Cubs Hockey Club will be open and ready for business this year. In fact, they will have their first game ever at Hershey Park Arena on Saturday, September 25th, as they take on the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Knights. Ah, yes. Even at the USPHL level, the great rivalry between Wilkes-Barre and Hershey lives on. And if any of you want to go, any of you Bears fans want to go, and we will provide scores and updates for the Hershey Cubs Hockey Club as well. You know, the old barn will be back. It's $10 general admission. I mean, it's all online, unfortunately, but that's a state of the times that we live in. And it's $10 general admission. Sit wherever the hell you want. And reduced rates for military and kids and all that other fun stuff. The opponents the Cubs will be taking on this year, the Rockets Hockey Club, the Jersey Hitmen, the New York Aviators, Jersey Whalers, Buffalo Stampede, let me see here, the Philadelphia Hockey Club, the PAL Junior Islanders, the San Diego Sabres, the Detroit Fighting Irish, the Elmira Junior Enforcers. I'm sure a lot of you older ECHL fans remember the Elmira Jackals. I probably struck a few nerves with that. The Philadelphia Hockey Club. And, this whole league runs from the end of September all the way through to the end of March. Now, there are some gaps here and there. Like, there is at one point a couple weeks between games, and that's like Saturday, February 27th is the last home game for the Hershey Cubs as they take on the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Knights. And then on Wednesday, March 30th, they will take on the New York Aviators. So a little odd about how all this plays out, but hey, this is a new league, and, you know, let's all learn about this. Let's learn about all this together. Now, will I be going to these games? Sadly, fair season is still going, so I won't be able to go right away. But Friday, October 15th, that looks very, very tempting. And would I go back to experience some hockey there at the old barn? Does Billy Graham have a quiet time? You bet your sweet bippy I would. And a lot of these games, there are 14 home games for the Hershey Cubs. And again, this is a very friendly environment that I think will go over very well. Tickets, like I said, $10 general admission, $6 for military and seniors and children. That's 13 through 17. There's family four packs and even season tickets as well. And they even posted on their page that they do have jerseys for this team. And I got to take a look at them. Their home jerseys are, their main color is cream, off-white cream with chocolate shoulder yoke. That's chocolate on the shoulder. And chocolate striping on the forearms and waist. And on the back is chocolate numbers and chocolate lettering. Looks real nice. And white at home? I'm all for this. I'm definitely all for this. You know, people know what my thoughts are about such a wearing darks at home and whites on the road. Nope. I like this. The road jerseys are just the opposite. They are chocolate dominated, primarily, you know, legitimately chocolate, not dark chocolate as in the current home jerseys, but they are chocolate and a cream off-white shoulder yoke and forearm and waist striping. And on the back is cream lettering and numbering. Looks great. Absolutely great. Simple. Simple and clean, which is what you want a Hershey Bears jersey to be. Mwah! Good stuff all around. Can't wait to see them in action. Hershey Cubs will debut at the Old Barn Saturday, September 25th. Some on the fan club page have already asked about, well, what about parking? Where are they going to park? Hershey Park will be open that day. Nah, they'll figure it out. I mean, all of you knew how parking was back at the old barn. I'm sure you guys can figure it out yet again. And this ain't no science. We'll just make it up as they go along. So, you know what? I think that was a really good podcast for all of us to get back into the swing of things. I enjoyed this, and I hope you did too. So, for all of you who are listening to this, if you are listening to this podcast for the first time, thank you very much for your time, listens, and downloads, for all of you. And this, my friends, is merely the beginning of a journey for all of us, as Bears hockey is coming back in one form or another. And here's sort of an idea how we're going to handle this season. Now, I have another job at the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair. I am on cast. And that's all weekends all the way until Halloween. Makes this a little difficult to do because I like to record episodes on the weekend when my mind is fresh and ready to go. So for right now, and this is as of mid-September, we're going to stick with one episode a week as we go through training camps and getting Bears news back up and running. But once the season starts in mid-October, I'm hoping that on Friday, October 15th, we will debut Friday face-offs, and we'll go two episodes a week. We'll see how this goes. That Tuesdays will be your weekend recaps and American Hockey League news. We'll see how the boys did that weekend and do a fun little rundown of the American Hockey League and a little bit of the NHL world. And Fridays will be the Friday face-off as myself, maybe a guest, we will go through all the games of the American Hockey League that weekend and get you ready for some Hershey Bears action that weekend. And also recap any Wednesday game or maybe Tuesday game that happened, because those will be a thing this year. Of course, we'll work around that as we head through certain holidays and all that, but we'll deal with that when the time comes. So for everyone out there, you made it through the summer. You got through the month without hockey. We got through Labor Day. It's time to get back to school, everyone. Grab the skates. Grab your favorite jersey. It's go time. And I'll catch you at Giants Center. Thank you for downloading this episode of the Grit and Barrett Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are currently listening to. If you are listening on Apple or Google, please leave us a 5-star review as it appeases our algorithm overlords. If you enjoyed this podcast, please check out the Hockey Podcast Network, where there is a podcast for each and every NHL team. We also cover the American Hockey League. They have a podcast about college hockey and all the ins and outs of the hockey world. If you wish to know more about our parent club, please check out the official Caps Chirps podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network, as they cover all things Washington Capitals. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at GritAndBarrettP1 on Twitter. That's at GritAndBarrettP1 on Twitter. This podcast is dedicated to the memory of Patricia Blosser, who passed away on December 5th, 2020 to dementia and COVID. The show is also dedicated to all of the Hershey Bears friends, fans, and family who lost their lives to cancer. Cancer sucks. Thank you once again for listening to the Grit and Barrett Podcast, and go Bears!